for a Big Joel community call, 2 p.m. Eastern and 11 a.m. Pacific, and all time zones in between. I can already see we have Pacific time zone on here, so we got a full cast of characters today. We're also streaming live on Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. I know a lot of people are consuming or watching there, and all of these are turned into audio podcasts if you would like to listen to them again. And all of them are on my, I think you can access them on my site, but you can definitely get right to them on the Big Joel Show on YouTube. Everything is there too in chronological order, along with podcasts. We're about to release a new podcast today or tomorrow. And those of you that normally look at them, it's an interview with a real estate agent, but we're going to release it. You'll get an email. We're going to release, we normally release it to just all the agents. Everyone can see it, but we're going to release it to the loan officers as well, because I think there's a bunch of interesting stuff in there you might find interesting to listen to, just to get perspective if you're dealing with any people like the man I interviewed, which was a great, great interview, good guy. He uses a lot of radio advertising, so that's interesting. From a housekeeping perspective, for those of you that have completed a Crush group, we do have Crush Forward Cooking. We've done two calls. There's information on that on the site. It's turning out to be an incredibly cool group because it's all people that are Crush Group graduates. You have to be a Crush Group graduate to be in that group, so that's kind of cool. And we do have a couple more Crush groups all starting in November, if anyone is interested in that. Very good timing. So I'm sure you all have been watching or reading or seeing, or you guys are all plugged in everything. You're seeing that a lot of people are now saying that sixes by the end of the year next year. And they were saying low sixes by June. I think everyone is hedging a little bit now because a whole bunch of people got caught in May of this year predicting that the rates were going to severely drop, and they didn't. So I think for right now, this is our new normal. We are still seeing lots of loan officers drop like flies. We're still seeing large lenders, right? Sorry, bad, not large lenders, all lenders right the ship. What I mean by that is they are still riffing, right sizing a little bit with LOAs or back office staff, especially the companies that have really good technology. I'm sure you're seeing and feeling that. And the only way to protect yourself against that is, guess what? Do loans. If you're doing loans, no one's going to mess with you or any of your staff. None of the big companies, small companies, medium companies, loan officers that are doing loans. And by the way, I'm sure a bunch of you don't believe me, but there are lots of loan officers doing a lot of loans that are still doing plenty of loans. And there are some common characteristics between those loan officers that are doing a lot of loans. Number one, they are all working very hard and are not stopping. In fact, most of them have doubled or tripled down. They're working, at max capacity. They have had conversations with their significant others, even members of their family, where they have simply said, "It's game on. See you at Thanksgiving." Then, see you over the holidays, and then I'll see you when I see you after, meaning they are, in it to win it, and looking to actually take market share. If you're sitting around waiting for rates to drop, to do some refinances, I think you're probably certifiably insane, and you probably won't be around that much longer, which again is good because that's more loans for the rest of us, and you can take more market share. Now, we all know that when the rates do drop, and they will, it's going to be a purchase bonanza. All of the sales prices are going to go up purely just because of supply and demand. I think we all know that. That's just straight up economics. There's no magic there. That is definitely going to happen. The agents know it's going to happen. You all know it's going to happen. So, and when it does, you need to really be ready to completely take advantage of that. So I have a couple of notes for today. The one I'll start with is because of companies what I'm going to call right-sizing. And by the way, most companies will never wrong size again. They've learned their lesson. So they're going to right size, and they won't be loading on employees unless, again, you're really doing a lot of loans. And then they're going to just support those loan officers big time that are doing lots of loans. Not that there's not support for everyone else, but those are the people that will have their own LOAs. They will not be sharing an LOA. You know, they'll have their own processor and things like that. So number one, you know, you guys hear me talk about this all the time. File quality is king right now. You know, what are you doing when you're originating the loan? How are you handing those loans in? Again, I say this all the time. If you have any conditions on your loans whatsoever, I mean any, with the exception of earnest money, homeowner's insurance, title insurance, not even a VOE. I mean, you should be getting those before. You know, maybe a gift. If you have anything but any of that, but any of those things, you are failing. And I'm just going to put it out there just like that. You can feel free to call me and argue with me till the cows come home. Again, if an underwriter ever redoes your income, you got a serious problem. Okay, that should never be happening. All right, if you have any conditions on your loans, except the ones I just mentioned, it's problematic. All right, no one should be chasing LOXs at the last minute, kids' ages. No one should be explaining to an underwriter a large deposit ever. I would challenge all of you to look at your last 10 approvals and take a look at those, you know, see what's on there. I challenge you, if you have a team, you know, like Kristen's on here and Pete and Jen, and, you know, if you got a team and you've got a lot of people helping you, to have someone on your team grab those last 10 approvals and see what those conditions are. A lot of times what your staff will do is, to them, no conditions means one thing, but it doesn't mean the same thing to you. Meaning they're like, oh, it's just the LOX, I'll just get that. Okay, no, that should have already been in the file. Okay, but in their mind, oh, we don't have any conditions, we're good. Okay, but it doesn't mean the same thing to you, or what, sorry, to them, and it does mean to you. Those of you that have been through crush groups know exactly what I'm talking about, or work with me one-on-one, or engage with me in different ways, know exactly what I'm talking about here. I've been talking about this for, you know, 25 years, but the reality of it is right now, with reduced staffing, your file quality needs to be through the roof. The ops people need to want to pick up your file first, because it's going to be the easiest file to underwrite. And you need to have the least amount of people touching your loans as it goes through, assuming that there are less people to touch it. The other thing is, a lot of you all are sharing staff now, and you're not used to sharing it. And if people operate differently than you, and it takes an LOA an hour to work on one file, and it only takes 20 minutes to work on yours, well, of course, that LOA is going to want to work on yours. But just the fact that you're sharing means it's going to take longer to get stuff done, which means you don't want multiple touches on your files. This old notion of, we'll see what the underwriter puts on there, and then we'll go get the stuff, that is an old notion that you should never whisper again. I don't care if the rates are 3% and you're working 24/7 taking loans. There's still no excuse to throw stuff in and have it come out with a whole bunch of conditions on it. It just creates more work for everyone. The best loan officers in the country right now, period, are handing in really good files, tight files with everything done. Okay, literally everything done in that file. This goes without saying, but I'm amazed how many people don't know this. You should never have a loan denied, by the way, ever. You can talk to an underwriter about a file before you submit it, and an underwriter can say, hey, we can't put this together, or we can't do this, or someone that owns 9 7-Elevens and you need help with tax returns, that's fine. But to have an underwriter tell you a loan's denied, with the exception of fraud in the file, okay, or some bad title work or something that you cannot control, that should never, ever happen to you. So if that's ever happened to you before, you need to grab that file and take a look at that. Okay, because that should never happen. We should never find out from an underwriter that a file cannot be done. So file quality is massive right now, especially with the amount of support staff we have right now. You need to dial that down and make sure you are licking and sticking those files up front. Again, a takeaway from today's call is to go grab your last 10, or some of you on this call are doing a lot of loans, your last 20 approvals, and take a look at those approvals. And don't just allow your LOAs or your closing coordinators to do that, because again, things that they can get easily and they think about getting easily, they won't tell you it's a condition. They'll be like, oh, there's nothing on that one. But meanwhile, there is something on that one. Okay, that's number one. Number two, successful loan officers right now know how to do the math. Okay, The loan officers that are doing a lot of loans right now can do math. They can literally take a pen and a calculator and figure stuff out without their computer. All right. Let me tell you what I mean by that. They are very good on the phone talking to clients and talking to agents. Okay. Very good on the phone. And when you go up against these people, you have a big problem. Even if your rate's a quarter lower in rate, it doesn't really matter. Okay. Because the way the agents are looking at this is every deal is so important. They want a lender that knows what they're doing, that they really like, to be on the phone with their client. They want their client, to be calm and to be happy and to be satisfied. And they want to work with the best loan officers that can talk to their clients, calm them down, and get them through this process. Again, this isn't just taking loans with a 3% 30-year fixed, throwing them in and praying. Okay, that's not what we're doing. You actually have to work now. You actually have to do your job. So you have to know how to do math. You have to know your programs. I cannot tell you how many times a loan officer prices a loan, they lose a loan on price, then they complain to their manager, our rates are too high. And then their manager takes a look at it and goes, dude, or dudette, or whatever, why did you use this program? You could have used this program. And then the rate would have been this. This is what your competitor did. What are you doing? Okay. So if you don't think you really know what you're doing there, get someone to help you wherever you work, get a manager, get more experienced loan officer to really help you. You need to know your programs. You need to be a practitioner right now, big time. Okay. The other thing is, any of you all that have these crazy notions, I love this crap. When I get in a meeting and these people, these loan officers will be, they're so proud. Joel, I never talk to anyone for more than 12 minutes, 12 minutes, and I move them through. If I'm on the phone for more than 12 minutes, it's just not efficient. Let me help you out. This is not an efficiency market. This is a stay on the phone as long as it takes to get the deal done market. Okay. It's not like you got so many deals, you can just hang up on someone after 12 minutes because you think you're being inefficient. Incorrect. The best loan officers in the country right now are on the phone as long as it takes. Okay. They're not delegating any of that stuff to anyone. All right. Yes, they have people collecting docs and putting things in order and setting up a contract. They're not delegating talking to a borrower. I can tell you that. That's not going on. That's not being delegated. They are doing that. They're locking it. They're going through the numbers with the person and they're making sure that person is locked down and gooey to them, meaning sticky, so they don't go anywhere. Okay. So math is very, very important. File quality, math, extremely important. If you cannot do the math, this is straight algebra, people. Okay. You need to be able to do this stuff to structure a loan correctly. Again, so many times I'm hearing from loan officers complaining their rates are too high. Meanwhile, they put the program together incorrectly. Another loan officer put it together another way, was able to offer a different rate because of the way they put the program together, and boom, that loan is gone. The loan officer is busy complaining that their company sucks and their rates are too high. Meanwhile, it's not the company, it's them. They suck. They put the file together wrong, and that's why they lost it. Okay, so you really need to take a hard, hard look at that, at doing the math. Okay, also, you should look at how you're working and what you're doing right now. What are you doing all day? Are you sitting in your office having a pity party for yourself? Are you doing all of the old stuff that you used to do? Okay, what are you doing? All right. And if you're not that busy and you're doing everything you can do, then you should be working on your business, getting ready for next year. Okay. Big time. You should be getting ready for next year. There are plenty of people that want to buy houses right now, that can buy houses right now, as long as you structure their financing correctly. Plenty of them. You can get a payment in front of them that they can live with, because there are a lot of markets, I'm not saying all of them, we're renting, okay, because of the shortage of inventory. By the way, these landlords are wreaking havoc on people. These rents are very high. I mean, you all can just nod if that's going on in your market, but that's good for us when we're running numbers, because it makes it look that much better, even running numbers at whatever percent fixed, 7.5%, whatever it is. When you look at those numbers, a lot of times, most of the times in most markets, they're still beating rent. Okay. Now, the other thing that the best loan officers are doing, of course, they have relationships with their referral partners, is they are working on teaching them scripting to get potential borrowers to them faster. Okay. The one thing brokers, real estate brokers, brokers of record are complaining about in this market is they feel like their agents are not qualified enough to overcome the objections of potential buyers in this market, and they're losing deals because the buyers are putting up an objection. The agent cannot get over it, and that person is gone in the wind. Okay. Now, the people that should be overcoming all these objections in this market, guess who it is? Who is it? It's us. Okay. We're the math people. We're the people that can look at their credit. We're the people that can see if they've got a car loan with an aggressive interest rate, if they have, if they've run their credit cards up a little bit. And those of you that have either experienced this yourself or been looking at credit reports, man, some of these credit cards are 24%. You know, you're on a fixed salary. You run that sucker up. You got $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 on that. It's pretty much over. I don't even know how you're paying it off. Okay. I mean, unless you get a bonus and you chop down. If you're living paycheck to paycheck and you're paying 24% on a credit card, that is a large problema for a consumer, okay? But that could be the same consumer that could have a 3% interest rate on their house with plenty of equity in their home that would like to move anyway, but is stuck in the old don't want to move because I got this great rate. Meanwhile, they don't have a great rate because their melded rate is higher than what their mortgage rate would be on their new home, and they'd get a new house out of the deal. Okay, so brokers are concerned that their agents cannot overcome these objections, and they're not qualified enough to get these people to you all at 100 miles an hour. You all should be working harder than you've ever worked right now. You should have a lot of extra work on your plate because you should be doing all the closing using math for your agent partners. Literally, you should be doing a lot of the work right now. And if you are, then your agent partners are able to get people in houses. And I don't know if you're talking about this when you're sitting with them or when you're doing things with them, but you should be talking about this all of the time with them. Okay. What do you say when you refer me? Start talking to them about this. You can be very, very helpful to them, okay, if you get your hands on these people, because we all know that, of course, everyone on this call can do math, okay, which means you're going to have a much better chance of either showing them a 2-1 buy down or structuring in a certain way to get that payment where they need that payment, okay? The other thing the best loan officers in the country are doing right now is they realize that part of their job is being a counselor right now. Their agent partners are stressing out just as much as all of you all are. You should be talking to them all day, every day. You should be listening to them, and you should be keeping them extremely, extremely positive. Whenever I see loan officers put negative posts on social media about the market or about the interest rates, it makes me want to cringe. You all are supposed to be a beacon of positivity at all times in the market. You're not supposed to stress people out more. You're supposed to make it better. Okay. So the last thing you want to be doing is that type of stuff. So really think about what you're posting. Think about what you're putting up there. Okay. We all know social media is the greatest free billboard of all time. Those of y'all that are older, that have been around forever, that have done a billboard before. Okay. You got to pay for those things. All right. You don't have to pay for that, for social media, but you do have to make sure that you're putting the right stuff on there. Okay. The other thing I want to just touch on real quick is, I know like videos are sexy right now. Give me a thumbs up if like video is like all the rage, right? Where you are sexy, right? Video. Let's make a video. Let's have an outfit change. We'll get a haircut. We'll do our makeup. We'll do all of our stuff. We're going to do videos all day. Videos. Okay. I'm sure you all have figured this out. If you have teenagers or if you yourself is addicted to TikTok, you know, think about how you scroll through Reels, and Reels is just Instagram, TikTok. But think about how you scroll through that stuff and what you do. Think about how long you watch a video for. Just think about it for a minute. Think about how long you watch a video. Okay. And then if you watch a video for more than about 18 seconds, think about what kind of video it is. It's usually like a jackass video, someone like doing a belly flop from 30 feet up. It's something maybe you're a little more interested in. It's something funny, whatever. But you're not watching a 10-minute video on TikTok, you know, while you're waiting in line to pick up Chinese food, correct? No one's doing that, all right? So I understand that you all are very proud of your content and everything, but understand how much video everyone's looking at, okay? When you make a video, by the way, if you like it, delete it. It's not for you. It's for other people. So you make a video and have people not in the business look at your video and see if they like your video. And if they do, then run it. Okay? But if you and two other loan officers and your mom think it's the best video you've ever seen, go ahead and feel free to delete it. No one's going to watch it. All right? Listen, video is great, but it is totally, completely saturated. All right? Everyone is, I mean, think about it. If you have, Jen is staring at me right now. We both have 13-year-olds. We know what those little maniacs are doing on their phone all day. Okay, think about even as adults what we do, how we sit and look and scroll. That's what everyone is doing. Okay, so you're wasting your time if you think you had a good day because you sat around all day and shot videos. All right, it's really not doing anything for you. It can do something for you, but they need to be shorter and they need to be more impactful, okay? The other thing, you all have heard me talk about this, but I wanna hit it again. Those of you, we talked about file quality and managing leads and things like this. If you think people are reading your email right now, you're probably mistaken. Most people are not. I don't care how cool your CRM is, what you're emailing them. It could be loan status. It could be all kinds of stuff. They are peppered with email. A lot of it is going to junk. A lot of people are scared to open their emails. So you really need to look at your strategy there. You know, it's really, you need to actually pick up the phone and call them. I used to say, you know, if you're about to email somebody, pick up the phone and call them. And if you're about to pick up the phone and call them and you can actually go see them, then go see them. Like, that's actually the best thing to do would be to actually go get in their face and deliver whatever you were going to send in an email or call. And a lot of you all are going, you know, oh, Joel's just a low tech dude. You know, I used to say low tech, high touch, big money, high tech, low touch, little money. And now it's high tech, high touch. Okay. Now it's both. And the reality of it is you need to be on the phone pretty much all day. Okay. If you don't need hot water with lemon, at the end of the day, typically something is wrong. You should be thinking, I did not work today. That's how much you all should be talking on the phone all day. All right. And by the way, texting is right behind it, people. There's a lot of stuff getting passed at the FCC right now regarding texting. People are scared to open specific texts from people. Yes, it's a very efficient way to communicate. But the reality of it is if you're using it thinking, oh, well, I texted them, I'm good. You're usually not good right now. And it's just only going to get worse. You actually have to call them or have someone call them. So this is a lot of old school work, but it's where we are completely coming back to right now. Okay. So, you know, the word for the day today, what was that? The electric company or was it Sesame Street or whatever? The word of the day. The word of the day today is grind. I know I just showed my age, Ed Graham. I know I just showed my age with the electric company, but the word of the day today is grind, everyone. Grind. Okay. Outwork everyone else right now and you will win. Do not take your foot off the gas. Let the rest of these loan officers quit, give up, and get out. Okay. Agents are doing the same thing. They're quitting, they're giving up, and they're getting out. All right. Let these other loan officers go 10 bars, sell cars, do whatever they want to do. Just get them out of our way. It's grind time. This market will normalize. Absolutely, it will. And when it does, you should be standing there with a catcher's mitt in each hand, just taking loans so fast you don't know what to do with yourself. Companies have figured out how to not make these decisions up top anymore, where they make a decision that affects every single loan officer. They have learned that they need to isolate their top people and make sure that they are not affected by a lot of up top changes. And they are doing that more effectively. The large IMBs are doing that right now. I don't want to call anyone out on here, but there's a couple people from large IMBs that close a lot of loans here that there are people at their company right now bitching and crying. And they're like being quiet going, I don't know what your problem is, because they're not being affected by what's going on, because it's very easy for the company to look at what they're doing and go, okay, leave her alone. Don't talk to her about that. Leave that LOA in place. Leave it. Okay. Because that person is putting up numbers, and that is what's going on all over right now. Okay. So you want to be that person putting those numbers up. All right. You want to be the person, pricing your loans correctly. You want to be that person working hard. You want to be that person that is a one touch with underwriting. One touch. Okay. Approved. Done. Put the three conditions in. You're closed. You're closed. You know, title, earnest money, and HOI. Wham. You're done. Okay. That's the person you want to be right now. And if you're that person, your company loves you. All right. They love you. And they're going to make it easier for you to do more loans. Okay. So sorry you only had me this week. Trying to get you pumped up a little. I know this seems like a beat down, not a pump up, but this is a pump up. And just you all being on this call is awesome. That means you're in it to win it. So everybody put your head down and kick ass. Especially say to yourself, tell your family tonight, game on through turkey. If you eat turkey or faux turkey or tofu turkey or I don't care. Thanksgiving, game on until Thanksgiving right now. Okay? See everyone in 2 weeks. Great to see everyone. See you all later.